It's a long story. Part 16.
Sam and Detective Sergeant Honeybone hit the water together. Sam went under and came up.
Help!
He shouted, going under again.
I can't swim!
He shouted as he came up again and went under for the third time. Sam's life passed in front of his eyes as he went down, down, down into the green water. His childhood in London, visiting his mother and father in prison, his first girlfriend, his first bank robbery. Judy. Judy. He would never see her again.
Don't worry, you lovely man. I'm an Olympic 400-meter gold medalist.
Detective Sergeant Honeybone swam over to Sam with beautiful, strong strokes, caught him under the arms as he came up again, and started pulling him towards the boat.
Hello, Isabel. What are you doing here, and why have you got Sam with you? He's the last person I went to see.
It's a long story. I'll tell you later. Wait while I give Sam the kiss of life.
I don't need the kiss of life.
Oh, yes, you do.
All right. I suppose we'd better go back to the castle and find you some dry clothes. Pity. I was hoping for a quiet morning's fishing.
Jasper rowed the boat over to the bank of the loch, and they got out. Detective Sergeant Honeybone picked up Sam in her beautiful, strong arms, and they started walking down the road towards the castle. As they passed the bus stop, Jasper walked over to Judy, who was staring up at the sky.
Good morning, you beautiful creature. Going shopping? Don't forget lunch is at 12:30.
Judy turned her back, tears streaming down her face.
Don't talk to me about lunch. I'm going to Rio to see Sam.
But Sam's here.
Don't try to talk me out of it. I've made up my mind and I... What did you say?
She turned round and looked across the road. There was Detective Sergeant Honeybone, standing with a soft smile on her lips, looking down at Sam, who was lying in her arms with his eyes closed. Judy's mouth fell open.